The following is a paid program, the content provided by BigYield.us. Time once again for the Big Yield Spotlight. I'm Kyle Hill, coming to you from the farm outside Garden City, the research center that is operated by BigYield.us. Once again hosting us, Kent Kaufman. Good to visit with you again, Kent.
Thanks for stopping by, Kyle.
Now today we're talking about SDS, sudden death syndrome. That is a growing issue with soybean farmers. Obviously, it doesn't cause much growth. So what can you tell us about SDS?
Yes, Kyle, SDS is a huge risk for soybean growers. It just completely destroys your yield. Most farmers will do a crop rotation to minimize this SDS issues in soybeans. That's what you're trying to do, is to give it time so it dies out, and then you put in your soybeans again after it's gone. But SDS has adapted a little bit here, so now a lot of SDS will survive in farmers' fields to this corn soybean rotation. What it does is during the corn rotation, it won't affect the yield of the corn, but it'll survive in those corn stalks throughout the season, so that way, whenever you plant your soybeans again, it's in the soil and it comes back and it affects your soybeans when they're there.
Now, recently, an article in Successful Farming magazine was written by a professor at Iowa State University, Darren Mueller, on SDS. Tell us a bit about that and the farming practices involved.
Yeah, so it's a really good article. You can even find it online right now. First off, he talked about a lot of his findings. They found no difference in early planting or in late planting as far as SDS is concerned. So some guys are worried about planting early or late, and they haven't found a difference there. They've also not seen any difference in whether or not they've had tillage spread the SDS. So some guys have been worried about that. Again, they've not seen a difference there. What they've seen is legumes can serve as a host to the fungus, but grasses and rye do not. But they have also not seen a difference in cover crops versus no cover crops. They have seen a slight increase in risk with narrow rows, and this isn't under a farmer's control, but it's something to be aware of, is that heavy rains when soybeans flower around R1 can also increase this risk. And it's also one of the things we work with a wide variety of universities too, and that's how they try to induce SDS whenever they're doing tests, is they'll water their fields, their test plots, a whole bunch around flowering, so that way they can induce SDS.
What soybeans are at higher risk?
So SDS is a bigger issue with high-yield soybeans, which is a problem because higher-yield soybeans is what everybody wants to grow and what you should grow, honestly, because you want that yield, you want that bang for the buck. So you just need to manage that risk. Looking at things like soybean cyst nematodes, they tend to go together with SDS. And whenever you have a problem with cyst nematodes, then you tend to have a problem with SDS. So planting cyst nematode-resistant soybean varieties can also help. And soybeans that quickly canopy are at a greater risk for SDS as well, which is, you know, you want your soybeans to canopy as quickly as possible, which is why a lot of guys plant 20-inch rows, because you want that good canopy cover to prevent weed development. But what that canopy cover does is it forms a great highway for different funguses and diseases to spread across your field. So it's just something to be aware of there.
What treatments can a farmer do for preventing SDS and cyst nematode problems?
Well, it all starts at planting. I've personally tested here on the farm some great products. They work great at getting rid of cyst nematodes. They work great at reducing the risk of SDS. I've tested some really amazing inoculants that are specifically formulated to fight cyst nematodes. We do have the opportunity to provide those to farmers if they do their own seed treatments for that. Our own in-furrow biological treatments are great. They reduce disease pressure and promote healthy soil development. And so what that does is you put your healthy microbes in there, and they really help your plant, A, get better yields, but B, resist that diseases and resist that SDS and survive better. And so we've had really good results with our in-furrow there. Regular soil treatments will help show the problems that are showing up and help you also know how well your preventative products are working. That's one of the ways that we figure out what works and what doesn't, is doing side-by-side soil tests where we see what the cyst nematodes are, we see what we planted, and we see how it changes throughout the growing season. And you can do that as well in your field. Just pick a little area if you're trying a new product and just test it for cyst nematodes and compare it to your control. And so we can also see SDS develop through our own the thermal and NDVI imaging services we have. What happens is when the SDS develops, it looks very particular from that those special imageries, that thermal imagery. You can really see it develop before it goes there. So if there's time to do any preventative treatments, then you can definitely try to apply some foliar treatments and see what can help.
Now, if someone has questions about ways to mitigate the risk of SDS or any of the options that are available through Big Yield, how can they get a hold of you, Kent?
Well, they should check us out online, bigyield.us. There's a lot of good information there. They can give us a call, 816-773-6096, and they can stop by the research farm west of Garden City, just south of Harrisonville. We'll be more than happy to show them around and what we're doing.
Kent, once again, glad to have your perspective with us today on the Big Yield Spotlight. I'm looking forward to more conversations with you soon.
Thank you, Kyle.
The proceeding has been a paid program, the content provided by BigYield.us.